Bokatov. So I'm just going to rely, well, maybe collectively, we'll just rely on you letting us know if you can't hear or if it gets too loud, and just you can use hand signals to inform us. So in the mornings, we're going to introduce ways of practicing. And we're going to introduce them, and we're going to invite you to pick them up if you wish to. And today's is about spacious intimacy. So having a bit more space that allows us actually to come closer, get more in contact, be more sensitive with our experience. So in a way, they might feel like two different things. Yeah, if you find that someone's trying to be too intimate with you, you might say, I need some space in this relationship. Yeah, and kind of space as in get away from them. And, you know, that might be the right thing at the right time. But here we're actually seeing if we can use the quality of spaciousness, the expansiveness, to be able to come closer. Okay. Does that still work enough? Yeah. So I think probably the game is I need to speak louder and then it won't be that I'm speaking at the same volume as my breath. Okay. I think I understand. So the structure of these periods of time will be, there'll be a bit of theory, ideas, and then there'll be time to bring it into a practice, and that'll be about half of this meditation instructions part. And then there'll be some time for questions, clarifications, and that's very optional. So like, we don't want to overload you with words, and if you feel like, yeah, got it, practiced it, makes enough sense, I can keep exploring it, then there'll be, you know, you can go out and already start doing the walking. For those who want, we can stay in here and make some adjustments to that. Before going into the practice as a technique and why we might want to use it, just want to say a few words about posture. The shape of the body has a real impact on our experience. And in the hall here, we have kind of two or three options of stillness postures. We have sitting on the floor, sitting on a chair or a ledge, and standing. Yeah, so you've got those possibilities open to you. General encouragement is to try and stay in one posture for the period of time. But listen to your own sense of things, your own capacity, and yeah, particularly like pain signals and things like that. Don't push yourself too hard. It is possible to be relatively comfortable in a sitting posture, right? But it may depend quite how you sit in it. There's no hierarchy between sitting on the floor and sitting in a chair, right? So those sitting in the chair, they may actually win this retreat. You know, they might defeat the floor sitters in some incredible way, despite all the Buddhist statues never including a chair. But they might, you know. So just bearing that in mind, there's nothing special, yeah, about this thing. It's what you actually feel most comfortable, most supported in. Before lunch, about 12:15. Dean, I think it is, we'll be in the hall together and we can talk about posture and refining it, getting it good. But for now, just consider you want to be quite well balanced, quite well grounded. So it can be helpful if we look at Zohar as a good example here. She's sitting on her cushion, quite well stabilized there, and both of her knees are in contact with something. Yeah, so she's got these kind of three points of contact that really supports a sense of stability. Now, you might think, well, you know, I'm not as flexible as Zohar. My knees don't touch the earth. You know, don't touch the floor. Well, if that's the case, bring the floor up. You know, put a cushion under there, a blanket, a hat, or anything. Yeah, so that there is that feeling of contact, and then from there, then we can actually just relax. Yeah, and feel supported, feel grounded in that way. So that's the feeling supported side. Then there's the feeling aligned. And alignment can mean, you know, kind of left or right. Don't feel too off that way. Also forwards and backwards. And so just taking a bit of time just to find for yourself, you know, oh, actually I'm kind of tilting forwards and that's adding a lot of extra stress and strain. I might come back, might tuck the chin. Just find, you know, okay, that's where alignment is. And then with that, then we can actually start to relax. Relax some of the muscles without collapsing. You know, if I kind of like, oh, everything, you know, I might collapse. But I might feel, oh, I can actually soften into that. So, as I say, we'll say a lot more about that as we go through. But that capacity to feel, oh, taken my seat, I feel grounded, and I can start to relax, that's again going to support the spaciousness and the intimacy. So I just wanted to mention that at the beginning. The idea here that we're taking from the talk last night is that dukkha is conditioned, yeah, and we can affect the conditions. So dukkha, stress, distress, suffering, ill ease, is a conditioned experience. And when we get more spacious, we're changing that condition, the tightness. When we get more relaxed, we're releasing some of that tension. And when we invite this capacity we have for sensitivity, really come in there. Really let go of the pushing, the pulling, the agitation. More like an open hand of attention, like an open palm of attention. Not grabbing on, not pushing away. Receiving, breathing, feeling, knowing. Okay, so we kind of set up the posture. Now I'm just going to invite you just to let go of that. Like, be comfortable now, and when you can come back into that posture for when you're going to be doing the practice. If you're more comfortable not in that posture, feel free. Right, not to be in it for the moment. So we want to be present with our experience. We want to understand what does that mean to be able to do that. We want to get to know how we are, right, in a non-judgmental way. Say, oh yeah, I'm like this right now. Right? We don't want to be finding ourselves, oh, I'm really restless, but I'll just pretend I'm not. And then I can get back onto my meditation. It's like, okay, that's what's happening now. And understanding how that's being conditioned. And maybe there's other ways I can do to soothe, to relax. Or I feel like I'm really dull right now. You know, I'm not really very bright in my attention. Again, it's not going to say, oh, well, never mind. It's going to say, ah, so what's happening there? What's causing that to be that way? Is there a different way that I can relate, that I can meet my experience? And so the idea today is actually the amount of space in our experience is a really important factor in how we pay attention to things. And we can encourage that through the relaxation, inviting to relax. And we can also do that just having a little bit of a wider sense of things. You know, there's some space above you, behind you. We just include that as we pay attention to the experience. Many times when someone says, pay attention to something, you kind of go in like a sharpening beam of light. Stay a bit more open with that way. We want to be present with our experience. We'll probably use something like the breath, sensations, moving through the body, or other sensations, like sensations of contact. If you don't feel comfortable in the body, you could open the attention to the sounds. Stay listening, open in that way. You see, with that more spaciousness, we can allow that connection, that contact. With a bit more relaxation, we can be able to receive and also release. The mind is going to wander. Okay? So there can be this temptation. Well, I know how to stop my mind wandering, and I'm going to tighten up. And you can kind of see we're actually going in a different direction here. Yeah. We're actually allowing things to be a little bit looser, maybe, than we're used to, so that we can really maintain that sensitivity. And speak about a few more things, how we can sustain attention. But first of all, just acknowledging your mind is going to wander. Okay, that's not a, it's not a bug, it's not a fault, it's not a sign of failure, it's a sign of being a human being. So if you don't mind, we can celebrate that. It's, oh, my mind still wanders. It's good. It's still part of the human race. I can, you know, still have creativity. A lot of creativity comes from wandering. Sometimes we look at meditation, we think, oh, it's the art of finding a thing like a breath, which is barely here at all in any fixed way, and I'm just going to pin the attention on there, and then at the end they ring the bell, and I unpin my attention from that, and I pin it onto my walking meditation practice, and then I pin it. And it's like, attention doesn't work like that, thank goodness. So the mind's going to wander, how are we going to relate to that? Mind is going to wander, how are we going to relate to that? The goal is not to be sitting here with our minds wandering, okay? But the mind is going to wander. So we want to be more present. First of all, in a moment, when you notice that your mind has wandered, you are not wandering, you are present in that moment. Ah, mind has wandered. It's past tense, has wandered. Right now, I'm present. I could seize this great opportunity and turn it into a stick to beat myself for just being mind wandering. That would be very tempting. Oh, I'm always wandering. I used to wander. When I was a kid, I was a wanderer. I've always been a wanderer. My parents were wanderers. We're just mind wanderers, and that's why we can't meditate. You know? Fine. It's understandable that that would happen. But what a waste, right? It's the moment when we're not actually wandering. And we could say, ah, maybe what I should do is open that spaciousness, which is probably contracted. Yeah? Part of wandering is actually a squeezing of attention. Yeah. Like squeezing that toothpaste of thinking into it. It's actually now I release, relax. Yeah. So noticing that you have been mind wandering is a moment of non-mind wandering, and it's an opportunity, again, for celebration. Ah, I'm present. What shall I do? And again, for here, for today, softening, relaxing, maybe finding that alignment. So, oh yeah, mind wandering is a bit over here. Oh yeah, rest into the presence, ease, soften. But also, mind wandering happens because it feels better than being present. With the breath, with the sounds. There's something like, oh, that would be really interesting to think about something that happened in the past. Even if it's painful, it feels better. It's like, oh, let's just think about that. Let's go back to that old argument, or that embarrassing moment, or that thing I have to do that I don't want to do, but I know I have to do in the future. You know, so our minds will wander there. Minds are trying to be helpful. And we say, oh, thank you, that's very kind of you, but also no thank you. Because right now, there's a breath, there's a sound, there's a living, present moment. And if I'm present with this, maybe that's the best gift for myself, also for my past self, and also for my future self. It's that I'm present, I'm aligned, I'm awake. Yeah. So minds are going to wander, that's not a fault, but how we meet that is where the opportunity is. Yeah. So with that relaxed, with that presence, how do we keep the attention there without sticking pins, imaginary pins, like pin it to the board, you know, so it'll be there forever? And I think it's a quality of interest. And, you know, it's a little secret. From its own side, the breath may or may not actually be interesting. You know, it might not really be a very interesting thing from its own side. But we can actually make it interesting. One of the most interesting breaths is the breath that comes after you've held your breath for about 2 minutes. That's a great breath. That's one that you've really looked forward to. You really enjoy it. Yeah. So I'm not recommending this as a practice, but if you find I'm getting kind of bored with the breath, just stop breathing for a while. It will soon pick up its interest level. Yeah. A more sensible thing is you may notice that, you know, in many places, back of magazines, they offer kind of puzzles for people to do, crosswords, Sudoku, these kinds of things. Why? Because the mind likes a puzzle, likes a challenge. Yeah, and you might say to your mind, I say it to mine, but you couldn't be sensitive all the way through three breaths. You know, you couldn't even do that, could you? You couldn't do three breaths. And you may notice when we sit down, we did 45 minutes this morning, how many breaths were you present with in a row? Yeah, maybe three, maybe not. But three is like, it's a good number. It's a magic number, right? Three, it's not even counting, right? It's either the first of those breaths, or it's the last of those breaths in three, or it's the middle one, right? It's not even, you don't even need numbers, right? It's like this breath, now it's the middle one, now we're in the last. Doesn't even need to be one, two, three. But all the way through, it's kind of achievable, kind of doable. And then we relax. And then we maybe notice again, here's an opportunity, let's do another three. And as I'm doing it, I want to be interested in it. So I call this game intimacy counting. So it's intimacy first, but there is a counting going on. I want to get to three. I want to be there all the way through. With the movement, with the stillness. Like there's a stillness in the breath, right between the in and the out. And then as it starts to move again, there's fullness, it's quietening, to that stillness again. And then there's a movement, a fullness, quietening. Those gaps in between the movement is often where mind wandering starts. Right? So it's like, no, stay with it. It's quiet. What is it like? If it's not moving, how do you know it's not moving? And then it starts moving again. Right? And as we train ourselves with this many times, we start to understand how to keep things together. The mind wanders away, we can also treat it as a moment of getting to know what we appear to be interested in. So, going over there. But right now, coming back, a bit more spaciousness, a bit more relaxation, a bit more alignment, three breaths. Can I do that all the way through? And there's no rush with this. It's much better to do it slowly and do it well. And generally, slowing down today is going to be helpful. Getting to know ourselves, getting to know what's going on. It's part of the honesty, but also part of the humility of our practice. So honesty, this is what's really happening. Humility, it's not really me doing this. Yeah. Understanding our causes and conditions, and then let's start changing those causes and conditions. Yeah, I think the last thing to say is really feel invited to be playful in your practice. If you come up with an idea that is better than three breaths, better than spacious intimacy, better than something like that, try it out. Right? Make it personal. But if you're trying something out, whether it's suggested from someone else or it's coming from yourself, you have to apply patience. Right? We might be used to quick fixes. You know, bring your phone in, change the screen. You know, it's like all very quick, quick, quick. This, patience. Patience is such a help. So try something. Try it again. Try it again. Start to notice, is that helping? Try it again. Try it again. Slowly, slowly, these things develop. And in that playfulness quality, also just playing with our listening. Maybe we can allow the breath to start to soothe and calm and deepen. And that can help to relax. But other times we said a bit of dullness can come in, a bit of sleepiness. What if we breathe more up, filling, opening, so that it actually brings us more alive? So that playfulness is also available to us. If we're listening to the sounds, really have a sense at times of going out and receiving the sounds. That might bring a bit of enlivening, stretching out to meet all the sounds out there. Or it might be that we rest in here, just receive. Let the sounds come to you. That capacity to be playful, but also patient. If you have an idea to try something, try it for some time. Allow it to deepen, allow it to fruit. Let's have a bit of time with some practice. Have about half an hour to practice together. So again, like we did yesterday, if you want to have a little stretch or adjustment of the posture, if you realize you'd rather be in a chair, if you're on the floor or other way around, feel free to get to where you would like to be. More cushions, anything like that. So before we go very far into the meditation, just a reminder, do you remember your intention for being here, the one we spoke about before? Just acknowledging it, just respecting it. Letting it flow through if it wishes to, in the way that you acknowledge the body that's here, this natural, unfolding animal of a body that you care for. Is it well grounded, stable on the earth? Have you aligned it? Is it leaning forwards or backwards? Sometimes in that alignment we actually kind of wake up some energy through that alignment. Then is it possible to invite, to relax areas of tension, maybe around the eyes, around the jaw? We're inviting, not demanding to relax. Inviting if it wants. The shoulders can soften. Might even want to roll them back. It helps the space of the chest. Hands can soften if they're gripping. Just notice how the body and the mind, the heart, relate to each other in those ways that we soften, relax, also the attention, the attitude can soften. It can be very helpful. Maybe the belly can soften, can open. Hold it in as much as we normally do. It may not be that the body is the right place for your attention right now. So feel free to open into the sounds. If the body feels accessible, how would it be to notice how deep is this breathing going? Can it come down to the belly? Acknowledge the nourishment, the goodness that we receive from this breath, keeping us alive, literally, also bringing us alive into a realm of sensitivity as we pay attention to it. Think for the next three breaths, can you just really pay attention to the very beginnings of the in-breath and letting the rest of the breath just happen? If you end up paying attention to it, that's fine. If not, that's completely fine. Just the very, very beginnings, where it begins. Again, releasing, inviting to relax any tension that can build up. awareness. Maybe a little bit wider. Maybe the fullness of the in-breath. Letting the out-breath happen by itself, with or without attention, for the next 3 breaths. Notice we can play with the length, the amount of air that we move, the speed of the breath. What would be a comfortable way of having an in-breath? Maybe it's deep, wide. The next 3 in-breaths, really allow them to be enjoyable. Maybe the out-breath can also be something to enjoy, the relaxation of it, the smoothing out of it. Maybe it's nice for it to feel as if it's letting go of tension, of holding. Allowing yourself to have what may be enjoyable or comfortable or delightful out-breaths for the next 3 breaths. Letting the in-breath happen by itself. So I'll leave you to practice with this. You can do the whole of the breath if you feel ready and interested in that. And if you're listening to the sounds, maybe taking that kind of rhythm that we pay attention for about the length of 3 breaths, and then just checking in, releasing, relaxing. And then again, really listening out or receiving in the sound. really should be no surprise if we find ourselves thinking. With kindness and patience, you can also just check if we need to re-find an alignment in the body. Maybe a relaxation in the face if it feels strained. Maybe we can have some enjoyable breaths. Maybe ones which can be brightening if we feel a bit dull. Really lifting up the posture, filling. Enjoying the fullness of an in-breath, the expansion in the chest. Holding it in and letting it brighten the cells of the body as if they're coming awake with breath energy. Or if there's agitation, we can imagine or feel maybe the out-breath particularly releasing, soothing, opening. So giving attention to the aspects of the breath, but also giving attention in ways that support what you feel you need more of, to guide the conditions away from dukkha, of stress, distress, to life with kindness and with patience. Spaciousness and interest. What is this really like? Same thing if we're working with the sound. present to what's unfolding. Noticing the opportunity here to praise or blame ourselves for having a conditioned experience. Rather opening to the possibilities that there's something we can do here. There's a whole body that we could support, alignment, relaxation. There's a wide awareness that we can guide towards kindness, patience, or interest. Just noticing that we can support our experience to be less stressful. Even if just a little bit. Just exploring for yourself, what would that mean in the way of breathing, in the way of listening to sound? The last few minutes. What would make this experience more pleasant? Can you do that? Thank you for your presence and your practice. We'll have some time for some walking practice, and if you feel you know what to do about walking practice, feel free to head out and do that. We'll also have some time for questions and responses. But I'll say a little something about walking practice before we go into that. So, what we're doing in meditation is cultivating ways of paying attention to our experience in ways that condition less dukkha, less stress, less distress, less reactivity, less contraction. Yeah? More volume? So, did that work? Great, thanks. And we can keep that in mind as we're doing our practice, and we can keep that in mind as we transition across to the walking posture. So, with the walking, to establish more presence, it can be helpful to actually kind of walk backwards and forwards over, you know, about the width of this room. Yeah? And so we kind of have a moment of starting, of standing, of gathering ourselves, of, you know, kind of establishing the practice and what exactly we're going to do. I'll say a bit more about that. And then we have that opportunity to then begin walking, sustain the walking, and then pause, stop, stand again, and just reflect, turning around, gathering, establishing, and then moving across into the practice. So a couple of things that can be helpful to keep in mind with the practice is, what's going to be the way of sustaining our interest and our sensitivity of attention? So it could be that it's helpful to have a sense of the whole body, right? And just feeling that whole body moving, walking, and all of that unfolding. Actually, what we're aware of is that there is walking, this is walking, I am walking. Could be as spacious as recognizing, you know, there's sky above me, there's a whole earth up below me, and I'm kind of just walking over this. It might be it needs a bit more preciseness of our attention. We really just want to pay attention to what it feels like for this one foot to be moving through that space, lifting, falling, the placing, and all of that. So again, you know, just feeling for yourself what's actually the most interesting, the most supportive, and the most enjoyable way of walking. A second point can be, it might be a lot to say I'm going to pay attention all the way through all of those steps. So a little bit like this kind of three breaths rather than 45 minutes of breaths, just breaking it down. It's like, could I be with, you know, three steps and then just letting the rest of the walking unfold so that it's actually enjoyable, not overly pressured. And then we feel like, yeah, no, that was easy. Let's do five. And we're just keeping it according to like what's supportive for us. Yeah. Another point is, when we start paying attention to our experience, we can start to change it quite a lot, particularly towards, I think a lot of people walking mindfully look a bit robotic. You know, it's like, gets a bit, like really paying attention to my sensations and actually losing my fluidity, my flow, and actually kind of the beauty, the dance of walking. That wonderful thing that we do is like almost falling over and then catching ourselves. It's like, you know, like how we move around on two legs. Really miraculous that it can happen at all. And that everyone here seems to have mastered it. So that's great. So you can enjoy the beauty of that gift that you have. So if you like being soft, relaxed, you could imagine that it's just dancing from here to dancing to there, dancing back again. So it's enjoyable, it's pleasurable, and we're present with it. We're feeling what it's like. I think the last thing I wanted to say is also just to include something beautiful. There's so many beautiful bits of nature and things. So maybe you walk towards something, and as you pause and you stand at the end of your line, it's like, ah, this beautiful tree, this lovely flower. Turning around, ah, yes, let's go again. And so letting the beauty support the sensitivity, the enjoyment, the appreciation. Through here. Yeah. So the really important thing is that we have this term walking meditation, but really it's actually about movement. Yeah, and so if it's challenging to walk, then really feel invited just to pay attention to what it's like to move. Something, yeah. It can just be, you know, the raising and the falling of the hand, and that movement, that sensitivity, and also that delight that we can take in movement. So, yeah, feel invited to see this as, you know, in here it's a lot about stillness practices, and you can do stillness practices out there as well, of course, as I said. But outside, we also have this opportunity for movement. and all of what that might mean for us. So if you already have a movement practice, you can also include that in these periods as well. Yeah. Okay, so I think that covers what we wanted to say. And yeah, so the direct thing in the instructions today is perhaps a challenging thing. It's actually saying maybe your experience could be slightly more enjoyable through paying attention to it, through being more gathered, through being more spacious and sensitive, right? And that can feel like a lot of pressure. So it's not that everyone's supposed to be having a great time, yeah. But are we supporting a little bit of easing, a little bit of brightening, yeah, moving in those directions, seeing that maybe there's a bit more possible for me than I might have immediately thought or imagined. Okay. So, yeah, if you want to stick around, you have any questions, comments, reflections around that, you're very welcome. And for those who feel ready, we'll start the walking practice. Thank you.